Let's talk Scotts Bluff softball coach. This program, wow. I mean, it's been good so many years. A great run of 21 seasons. And this year was another great season for you. The program, boy, you got some great softball talent up in the panhandle, don't you?
Yeah, it's been really good. I mean, I took over the program in 2020, and the girls have been pretty committed, and so the off season has been good. So I'm very excited to see what we've done here, and even our youth programs and stuff like that.
Challenging schedule. I know it's tough. Being out far west in the panhandle and getting to the central and eastern parts of the state, you got to travel. I think we got to travel. You guys really got to travel because it kind of probably gets old playing some of those same teams out there over and over again, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's been a big thing for us. So, I first came in here, they were playing a lot of towns, and I think that we needed to get more competitive. So we changed the schedule up pretty good. And, we traveled to Kearney, Grand Island, and Lincoln this year, just to see different talent and better talent.
All begins with your pitching, coach. You feel like you've got some good arms that have really led this team this year.
Yeah, Hammond, Hallie Schneider. We've got a freshman that throws pretty good. They've done really, really well for us, and it really does start in the circle. And I'm pretty excited. We got some rest, and I think they're both pretty fresh. So, well, we're definitely looking forward what they can do for this district.
Hallie Schneider, one of the key seniors. You kind of lean on those seniors. It seems like, and look at your stats and everything. Those girls do a lot for you, don't they?
Oh yeah, they're just good ball players. They can hit pretty well, and then they also play different positions. They're just all around good players. Like Hallie Schneider, she's a catcher, also, and a pitcher, plays outfield, infield. So it's great to have those kind of athletes that can just kind of play everywhere.
I take it you've had some underclassmen really kind of step before you this year and fill some of those spots, key roles as well, haven't you?
Yeah, we had some injuries, midseason, and so some freshmen had to come up and play. Bree Lilly, we've had some, juniors, and we have some, got girls who can run, so we bring those girls in the sophomore class. There's some couple girls there, so this year we've definitely used a lot of our underclassmen to have a role for our team, and that's kind of nice to see because they're developing and get more experience as they go.
Coach, you went to the Lincoln Southeast Tournament. That was your most recent games, and one of the games was against Scott. And what was a 6-2 ball game? I mean, that sounds like your kids were right in the thick of things and had chances in that one, too.
Yeah, I've been really pleased this year overall. I mean, our record's like 19-9, and, we had a kind of a mid-season bump in the road. But, I think when we went to Lincoln, we went 1-2 there, but we played really good softball, played Scott, and, we left a lot of runs on out there, and we felt like we could have won that game. So we're very pleased how we played. We just got to finish, and I think if we can do some of those same things, it'll be good for us. We just have to finish.
I know you're talking about Hallie Schneider earlier, but you're looking to a lot of kids. You've got a lot of kids, your offense hitting-wise, right? 40, 36, 19, 20. A lot of kids at 27 hits. So it seems like 1-9, you got a lot of kids from top to bottom that can hit the ball for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. We definitely focused on that, and that's a few years ago in the off season. Those girls do a good job in the off season of continuing to practice and things like that. And so, I'm pretty pleased with my lineup. I actually think the lineup is getting stronger, mostly the last week or so. And so yeah, I mean, we're pretty pleased, and we know we have to put the ball in play, and if we do that, good things happen for us.
I know when it comes to this bracket, Coach, nobody wants to travel. You always love to host, and came down to some games right down. I mean, those points were about as close as you can get it for that one seed overall.
Yeah, it's very competitive, and I think McCook did a great job this year. We had our chances with them, and they came out up on top, and that's really probably that game that kind of decided who was going to host the tournament. And I think it's going to be a very good competitive district. You can't overlook Gehring. And so we have to look at Gehring first and then hopefully get a chance to play McCook again and at their home and just take the challenge.
Yeah, and I think Gehring, correct me if I'm wrong, beat him 2 out of 3 times. So you know that team. They know you pretty darn well, don't they?
Yeah, it's a big rivalry for us, and It always has been. And you can throw out the record. You know, we could be undefeated, and they could not have no wins. It's going to be a good game, you know, so, or vice versa. So, you know, they bring out their best softball against us, and we do the same. And so that's going to be a fun game, you know, in the first round.
Coach, we talked about earlier seniors. You've got quite a few seniors after, of course, their final year coming up. The future looked bright for you with the underclassmen and some kids coming in from junior high. Does the future look bright for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're gonna lose. You know, every time you're gonna lose some key players every year. Those seniors, and you just hope some other younger classmen just kind of keep on stepping up. And we built a pretty good culture here, so I really do feel really pleased about my underclassmen coming up. You know, so we're excited about that. And but also, you know, like you said, you lose some of those seniors, and you get to kind of fill some holes and stuff like that. And but I think the girls are. Have done a really good job this year. The underclassmen have really working hard, playing different positions that maybe they're not used to.
Well, it looks like McCook and Scottsbluff, no matter what happens on Monday, sure, you want to win a district tournament outright, district title outright, but you're going to be playing a district final coming up the following Saturday. So it's good to know that, hey, you're still going to be playing even after Monday's over.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I think you just said, like, there's three teams there for sure that could play for a district final. You want to win or go to a district final, and I think McCook had a great season, and Gehring's having a good season. We're having a good season, so I think our district's going to definitely represent, and excited for that, and excited for to see what all three teams can do. And and you can't overlook Alliance a little bit. They can be kind of scrappy too, so yeah, I know it's pretty exciting. And I think you definitely want some momentum, you know, try and get some wins before you go to that district final.